You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Now that a lot of our neighbors listen to ESPN 680 all day, my direct neighbor, Eugene, who's a good guy, big Lachlan McLean fan.
Oh, God. Big. So he's a Louisville fan.
And James Strebel.
No, he's not. He just likes Lachlan's contrarian nature. He's like, I like the way he
A guy named buttons. Eugene is a huge Lachlan McLean fan.
Huge.
You know what?
I
agree
fan.
With that. If your name is Eugene, you like Locke a lot more than a normal guy named Steve.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back at it here on this Tuesday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. We have another couple hours to go. Coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, Governor Andy Beshear, his daily press conference. You can hear it live and in full on all ESPN Louisville stations, 680, 105.7, and 93.9. The Ville. Do want to remind you as well, we will play out more of the sound bracket as we go today. So we are doing the caller Emily region. Thus far, Baylor has moved on. We are going to have a PDF, and we're going to have some fun sound stuff that you can kind of play along with us, if you will. So we'll be doing this all week. I need to read text. I've ignored the text line for no reason other than it's my error. We got into deep sports conversation.
We did.
With the construct of rosters between the Cards and the Cats. I would say we're going to get back into that, but I'm not exactly sure if that is going to be the case. 437-9680, again, is the UPS jobs text line. Texas says, I'm drinking Old Forester, listening to you fine chaps, and I'm likely to hit a golf ball into Locke's yard. Keep up the good work.
Love it, man. Thanks for listening. That's the kind of listeners we like, the Old Forester drinkers, the beer drinkers. Let us know what you're drinking. Love it.
Texas says, just checking in to see if you all discussed how douchey Locke made ESPN look on the news last night. I did not, because I was shaking with anger, I did not watch Locke on WDRB last night. How was he? Did anyone watch at the show? Have we looked online for the package, if you will?
I was kind of like you. I was a little mad, so I didn't
Why
go out of my way.
Why were you mad?
Well, because it's like I'm mad not at Locke, but I'm mad at some of these journalists doing these stories. It's like, man, you picked like two or three guys, and those are your go-tos, and you ignore everybody else. You know, the other people have radio shows on ESPN 680. There are other individuals that you can go to other than Lachlan McLean. Widen your net a little bit.
Mitch, did you watch it? I do not see the package. I do not see it on WDRB's website. They have a story about it, though.
I do not watch the news, but I did read the article they put out with some Lachlan McLean quotes in there. Basically, he's like, it's so easy. Basically, all I need is my cell phone to do the show.
Article's a little skimpy.
Yeah, I hate to say this. John Lewis hates doing those articles, I bet.
Because
he's made to do that.
And he's like,
so they can get people like me to go click on this, and now I've been on the site for 35, 40 seconds, and boom, there you go. There's a hit. That's valuable to WDRB.com.
Because he's like, I already recorded the segment. I already talked to the guy. I have content already that's going to be out there. Why should I have to do extra content on that content?
Louisville NASCAR driver Ben Rhodes using virtual racing during showdown. I love John Lewis. I ain't clicking on that. No offense, John.
No offense, John.
So we need to browse and see if we can find Lachlan McLean's video. I have not seen it. last night. At 4 o'clock, of course, we were on the air here. And
we
then
were.
At 11 o'clock, I was not up last night. Actually, we were finishing TV at about 11:15
right.
last night. We're finishing up Ozark probably tonight or tomorrow would be my case. Texas says, UofL fan, I listen every day to you knuckleheads working from home on the computer about to crack open West 6th IPA. You're awesome. Thanks.
There we go.
Texas says, I want to hear that lock wood sound again. We can get to that.
We can play that.
Texas says, Drew sounds like Black Bush and Perrin sounds like Donnell Rawlings in the background. Now, that is a Dave Chappelle reference.
Yes, it is. A great, great sketch, by the way, from Dave Chappelle and the Dave Chappelle Chappelle Show days.
Texas says, how would Emmanuel quickly beat Mitch in Call of Duty if he's supposed to be spending his time taking classes?
Classes are canceled.
I think they're online.
Oh, they're online. I mean, I'm sure those
it's
don't
not
take
all
very,
they don't take 24 hours
exactly.
to do online classes.
Yeah, I'm sure he can be done with those in a couple of hours, and then he'll have the rest of his day.
Texas says, Mac offering 18 kids says more about the mess left behind by Patino more than it says anything about Chris Mack.
I vehemently disagree.
Everyone
with that
disagrees with that text.
That's a bad text.
Well, he got left Jordan War. He got left Stephen Enoch. He got left Dwayne Sutton.
Yeah, I mean, look.
He got left, too,
Malik Williams. Darius Perry. Skipped out on him now. I mean, we're going to see Chris Mack. We're going to see his dudes.
Ryan McMahon.
Yeah, we're going to see Chris Mack's dudes here coming up. We'll see what he's all about here in the next 2 years, unless the NCAA comes in and swoops in and crashes the program, then he's going to get more time.
Oh, sure.
To develop. He's going
to absolutely
get way more time. So.
Mitch, we totally failed to listen in at all to Mikhail Cunningham's teleconference at 3 o'clock. We got on the air got blabbing, and I got thinking about what I wanted to talk about next. We played the sound bracket, and at 3 o'clock, I believe Ennis took the teleconference of Mikhail Cunningham. We took none of that.
We did not.
Do we know if he said anything of interest back there?
Mitch? I'm not seeing anything on Twitter that was super,
gotcha.
Super noteworthy.
Okay.
Usually the players are usually pretty boring.
A much shorter press conference than Mark Stoops going, 45, 55 minutes or whatever it was. Oh, I text this to a buddy. I think you'll like this. I wanted to do this last night on Twitter, but I didn't want – and you guys tell me. I just didn't want to hear – I didn't want the verbal assault.
You want the negativity.
Well, I mean, I'm at home. We're all quarantined. Everyone's now getting in a bad mood. This is a tweet that you liked, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Round Daddy liked this tweet. It's from Aaron Calipari. And Mitch, I don't know if you have seen this. Here it is. My dad spends, again, Calipari's daughter, and they will crush people. They will assemble an army and crush people that crush them on Twitter.
They're twirls.
And that is one reason. I just didn't want any of the Calipari smoke, if you will.
The Calipari daughter smoke.
Yes.
Because Brad doesn't tweet.
No.
Cal doesn't tweet.
No.
Ellen doesn't. She just Instagrams.
She IGs.
Yes.
My dad spends all day now sending us multi-page motivational texts, videos he thinks are funny, and memes. Someone please give this man something to do. Crying emoji. I mean, the joke's there. Videos he thinks are funny.
So,
like the Jamal Murray video, maybe the Ashton Hagen's Money Phone video.
What,
like, you know where I was going to go. And then I just knew the wave of people that were going to eviscerate me and call me Cards Boy.
Yes.
And say, hey, why don't you need more about Satterfield, boy? And I'm like, I just don't need that.
I don't blame you. You're right, because if she would have saw that.
Oh, she's going to crush me.
She's going to retweet it.
Oh, then TJ Walker crushes you. Then Travis Graff crushes you. Then who else?
Just the tip.
Keep going. Just the tip and Miss Tyler Thompson.
Larry Vaught.
He won't. Listen, he's
he's got a full slate.
My man's busy.
He's a little busy.
You understand he's busy. He's had a birthday. You understand?
He's still coming down off that birthday party.
It's a birthday rush. I saw that and I go, she said, I thought, tell me here if you guys think this, I thought she was setting people up. Wow, the video. Knowing that there's been two salacious videos of completely different nature in the last 3-4 weeks in BBN.
See, I don't think she was, because I could see Cal, like, share, because Cal's...
But he doesn't see any videos. Cal doesn't see videos. You don't know that?
See, I think he's looking at stuff like...
Oh, no, he doesn't use the internet. Because otherwise he would know about Ashton Hagans and Jamal Murray video.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But I could see him sending the video of, like, can I pet that dog? Like, I could see him sitting in his chair with his beard and just laughing and sending that to his daughters and be like, stop it, Dad. I could see that happening. I think it was an innocent tweet. She has set people up before. I believe that wholeheartedly. But I think in this instance, she wasn't. She was just complaining about her
but
dad.
But am I a coward?
No.
Am I a coward for not quote tweeting that and throwing out there, even though I no longer care about the Hagans video. I think the Murray video I would care. If you said, hey, can you get John Calipari's reaction to one video, you get to choose between the Ashton Hagans video and the Jamal Murray video. Which one you choosing?
Jamal Murray.
10 out of 10 people should choose the Jamal Murray video.
I agree 1,000%.
But they wouldn't, because Louisville fans are like, we need Hagans to be ineligible.
Well, that's what it is.
We need Kentucky to forfeit wins on a season that ended in the SEC tournament. It means nothing
go
anymore
ahead,
to anybody.
Forfeit that season.
Yeah, go
have
ahead.
It. Have it. Go ahead. Have that season.
But I'm a coward.
You're not a coward.
I sat there and I go, I know what's going to happen to me. Kentucky fans are going to I don't want to use the word rally. Kentucky fans are going to assemble and convene and not be 6 feet apart, and they are going to verbally assault me.
No, I don't.
And it's going to be a good tweet. It's going to be funny, but it won't be seen that way.
Well, that's one of the reasons why. I mean, there's multiple times a week I see Louisville tweets pop up on my timeline that are goofy and silly,
absolutely,
and really, you know, homerish. So I just leave them alone because I'm like you. Now that I have, you know, over 1,000 followers, there's going to be more of a reach than when I had 300. And so if I say something snarky or mean, then all of a sudden it's going to be retweeted by Mark Blankenbaker or Mark Ennis or somebody like that. And then I'm going to get crushed, and I just don't want to deal with it. I'm with you, man. I do that multiple times a week. Thinking, God, that's really stupid. You're really upset at someone that said Lamar Jackson can't win a big game in the NFL, and I'll tweet that and say, here's his record.
Here's the thing. I feel like when I'm getting ready to get smoked by Louisville fans, that I know the people that are going to be coming after me.
Fair.
Okay?
Yes.
I feel like with Kentucky fans, it can always be somebody new.
Yeah. No.
I don't know if that's right. It's just how I feel.
There's more numbers. You're going to have it could be some guy or lady that doesn't surf the net very much or not on Twitter very much, but they get on that day, and then you're going to get all these new the people you don't ever see before.
Exactly.
Big Blue Daddy 87.
Exactly.
You know, he's going to go on there and, hey, who are you, you Louisville fan? You're
That's
exactly
it.
Right. You're
That's
exactly
it.
Right.
How's your lime beard? How's your lime beard during quarantine?
Got enough Crown Royal to get you through the quarantine, boy? That's what it would be. That's 100% what it would be.
Mitch, when's the last time you had Crown Royal, and did you keep the purple bag afterwards?
God, it was a while ago. I did not keep the purple bag, but it was a while ago.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Did you keep the purple Crown Royal bag when you were finished with the Crown Royal? Yes or no? At ESPN 680. If you want to do that, reminder: we're in the mobile Papa John's studios. They have the no contact delivery. Go to the app. Obviously, you'll know your local Papa John's, all the ones around the area here in Kentucky and southern Indiana. Say you want the no-contact delivery. It's out of the oven. It's not touched by anyone's hands. It goes, it's cut, it's in the box, boom, it's sealed, it's on its way, it's on your doorstep, and you pay for it, you tip online, you take care of everything, and you got nothing to worry about.
Right.
And so we did that last week. Strebel did it over
Saturday.
The weekend. I think Mark Ennis was having his delivered tonight. So Papa John's
Lachlan.
All around.
Lachlan did it yesterday.
What did they bring him? One piece of pizza? I just don't need a large. If you can just 2 slices of pepperoni and some garlic knots for the kids, we'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
Just leave it on the porch.
Sir, really? We don't deliver by the slices.
It's probably a fourth of a papadilla. That's what it was. Chicken.
I guarantee.
I bet he got one papadilla.
He did. I saw the boxes on the porch. It looked like there was a papadilla in there.
Texas says, hey, send me the link to the Jamal Murray video. Texas says, humble brag by Strebel, over 1,000 followers, LOL. Texas says, Round Daddy has 85 followers, over 1,000. Get off your high horse. Damn, what did you say?
I said, I wasn't trying to humble brag. I was saying back when I was really battling Louisville fans.
Was when you had, like, when I had 25 like, followers.
Exactly. I had, gotcha. like 300.
Understandable.
And my tweets didn't matter as much. And I'm not saying my tweets matter, but they didn't have the reach.
They don't matter now.
They don't matter now. No, I'm not saying they don't. But now more people see them.
Neither do mine.
Yeah, more people see them because they have more followers and they have more people picking up on things. And I wasn't trying to humble brag.
Would you be offended if Mitch got more followers on Twitter than you?
No. I don't care about it. I really don't care about it. I was just trying to make a point where, like, now I don't want to battle because
Mitch,
I'm going to have to
do more battling. What do you think about that, Mitch? What do you think about that?
Am I telling the truth, Mitch?
Yeah.
He wasn't listening. Was he listening?
No, I was listening.
Okay.
I was just reading some tweets. But if people want to follow me on Twitter, at WeWantMitch, I would love to have more Twitter followers than Streetball. I think it would be hilarious.
By the way, your nerd buddy, we need to talk about him. Your buddy Chewbacca14, who you're teamed up with on the internet, on PlayStation 4 during Call of Duty, and you guys have reached out to Emmanuel quickly, who said, yo, what good, or something like that. Who's good at PS4 Warzone?
There you go.
Call of Duty. You reached out with Chewbacca14. We looked up his avatar, and it's Pokemon. I mean, really?
Come on, Mitch.
I mean, really?
Hold on,
how much of a nerd is this guy?
I'm taking
a run at this guy.
You can take run at him.
If he's in his damn 30s or 25 plus, and he's like a man with a job and in rent or something, and he's out there with Pokemon as his avatar on PlayStation, and you're friends with him, that changes a lot between us, man.
No, he's my age. He's an engineer, and he makes a ton of money. Like, he just recently bought a house.
Well, he needs to upgrade.
Well, that's even worse. Quit acting like a loser on the internet and have a face of a warrior on there. I mean, be a man.
I'm telling you right now, Emmanuel quickly is going to look at that and say, "Nah, I ain't playing PlayStation with these dudes."
No, this little kid.
This little kid.
Yeah,
Pokemon?
This little kid. Yeah, Emmanuel quickly is not playing with a 9-year old.
Talking about
Pokemon.
College basketball players nowadays are like so into like anime and Pokemon and all that stuff.
I disagree with that.
Is this guy? Where does he live? Your buddy.
He lives in Indiana.
Where in Indiana?
Mount Vernon.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where he's from.
All right. How'd you guys meet? Murray
State? He was my freshman roommate, and then we were in a fraternity together, and we've been best friends ever since.
The internet. Chat room. Bob used to always say chat room.
Yeah, chat
when
rooms.
He got mad. Hey, I don't care what people are saying in the chat rooms. Say, Bob, bro, no one's in the chat rooms.
The days of AIM are over, Bob. The AIM days are over.
God, shooting your shot in the instant messenger. That's an Andy Swinney legend. If you type those out, there would be no way that I would be anywhere near a microphone.
ASL.
Nick Valvano reaches out. Nick Valvano's like, holy bleep, I have more followers than Streebel. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not upset with that. Obviously, Nick has been on the radio a lot longer than I have. He has a dad that has a many famous friends, broadcasters, sports personalities. Of course Nick has more followers than I do, and I don't begrudge anyone that has. I don't care. I don't have an ego when it comes to that thing, that type of thing.
John Harrelson says, of course you keep the Crown Royal bag. That's what holds your weed and pipe. That coming down from Welcome Johnny on Twitter. Thank you, Twitter, for creating that content
for us
here on The Take on ESPN Louisville. Let's get back into our sound bracket. It's 4:15. Reminder, we will have coming up at 5 o'clock Governor Andy Beshear's press conference live and in full right here on all ESPN Louisville stations. And by the way, I love the couple minutes that we get with Ennis before Beshear comes on. what's up, Ennis? Just to say what's up to him, right?
Yeah.
Just to say what's up.
He's been doing okay the last couple of days.
There it is. Iowa, they're the 4 seed. Mitch, are you ready? Iowa, they're the 4 seed. Fran McCaffrey is very angry, and it's represented by this James Strebel sound.
And Memorial Day weekend, man, that's like the official first weekend of summer. That's when everyone's grilling, everyone's outside acting a fool, drinking on your having a good time, and that guy, man, I bet he was heated.
And you did not say deck.
I did not.
You replaced the E with, the E with an I.
Yes.
Is what you did. All right, so that's a 4 seed. The 13 seed, it is Liberty, and it's represented by this sound from Bobby V.
All we care about is having the biggest stick. We're doing what the hell we want to do because we got the biggest stick in the room. We'll double down on trying to show you that it's the biggest stick in the room, collectively having the biggest stick, and also, more importantly, even relative to each other, having the biggest stick. I swing a bigger stick than you. Who gets to have the biggest stick? Do whatever you can to swing the biggest stick and having the biggest stick in the room. We're doing what the hell we want to do because we got the biggest stick in the room. We are the Big Stick Society. Swing your bigger stick and say, man, going. Screw you. I'm not sure your stick is that big.
So there you go.
I'm rooting for that, Sam.
That's
honestly
a powerhouse 13 seed. All right, the 4 and the 13, Iowa versus Liberty. Iowa winners, the 4 seed. It's a close game. It's 83-79.
Wow.
Iowa moves on. They win by 4, and the 4 seed moves on. Strebel Deck will it advance to the round of 32. Let's move on to the next one, Mitch. We'll play the 6-11 game since we are here. The 6 is Penn State in the Caller Emily Midwest region. The 6 seed represented by this sound from Drew Diener.
Wake up in the morning, and little did I know that history would be made as I sat alone in my bedroom reading the Courier-Journal, that I'd read the worst article in the history of the newspaper. Barry Bingham should be rolling over in his damn grave after the garbage bull I read from whoever the Lucas Auerbach is. Let me just read this crap to you. But the rumbling to a 2.5-length win didn't inspire a lot of confidence among some people. According to who? It inspired enough confidence for him to go off at 2-5 in the Belmont, you dip. You want to say he should have been eligible? Fine. But what you saw, if you actually watched a race during that Triple Crown run, was the best horse won every single race. No one could beat him. So don't rewrite history, you dip.
A real good punctuation at the end there, Mitch. Wow. I think he really got his point across there
so.
At the very end. So that's the 6 seed. That's Penn State. The 11 seed, Mick Cronin and UCLA, represented by this sound. It's me.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to...
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God!
Tiger won the
f***ing Masters!
Are you gonna cry again?
No, but I'm extremely happy. Oh my God, I'm so happy!
Did you think this day would ever come?
Not in a million years. So much heartbreak, so much cheating, so many women. Oh my God! Yes! Oh my God, yes!
So there you go. That
yes.
is the 11 seed. That is me and my wife reenacting Locke and his family when Virginia won the national championship. But of course, I did it with Tiger Woods winning the Masters, which Locke said
yes.
would never happen. And then he won, and then he said it's never going to happen again.
Again, yes. Back
one of the great moments,
again.
One of the great pivots in sports radio history. I have played the game. And this is our first upset.
There it is.
So you know this is not real because Mick Cronin won an NCAA tournament game. I'm sorry, Scott Davenport. UCLA winners over Penn State, 72-65. The 11 seed will move on here in the sound bracket. How do you guys feel about that one? That's our first upset.
But that's one that definitely is realistic. That's a very, very
–
yeah. Oh,
Mick
yeah.
Cronin doesn't win a lot in the tournament, though. He gets to the tournament.
That's true, but Penn State was just so – I mean –
they were overrated.
They were extremely overrated. One of the 15 overrated Big Ten teams of last season. We'll never see the Big Ten teams just collapse in the tournament like we all – well, at least I figured they would because they were hands down the best conference all year. Big Ten, whoa, they're wearing each other out. That's why they're all losing right now. They're just wearing each other out. I was like, okay, we get it, yeah.
Texas says 437-9680 here on The Take on ESPN 680. When talking about chat rooms, Round Daddy snuck in an ASL before you changed the topic. It shows he was an internet creeper. Mitch, do you know what ASL means?
ASL, that's American Sign Language, right?
I knew he didn't know. He shouldn't know.
ASL? Are you talking about AOL? I know what AOL is.
No, no. In a chat room.
Yeah.
ASL. What does that mean? You shouldn't know this,
you
by
know
the way.
That. Yeah.
You never grew up having to go into a chat room to shoot your shot.
Yeah. No, I did. I didn't. That was like a couple years before I started really getting on the internet. I never had a MySpace. My first social media was Facebook. I have no idea what ASL is.
Age, sex, location.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like when that's what people would do was like your
that's
chat
the appropriate
was,
response.
You, yes. Yeah, it is appropriate, but that's what they would do. Like you dial in to your American Online account, you get in one of these chat rooms, and everyone's going ASL, ASL, like all like the entire screen. Whoever new comes into the chat, everyone starts immediately asking you how old you are, your gender, and where you're at, which is very creepy, yes.
Texas says that 11 seed is George Mason. Texas says, did Diener do that over the air unedited? No, that was heavily edited. Texas says, the Diener sound is too much like Process's NFL bit. The cadence is dead on. It makes me wonder. Texas says, all of Nick Valvano's followers have come from the coattails Bobby V defecated out for him. I got up in the middle.
Wow.
I got up in the middle in that text, and I thought, boy, I don't know what's getting ready to come next, and all of that.
Wow.
All of Nick's
Valvano. Shot.
Yeah, but I disagree with that.
Yeah, I disagree with it, too.
Bob doesn't pimp out Nick Valvano, his son's Twitter account to the world.
Oh no, he never.
At all.
No, he never
wow,
retweets
that's a,
Nick
that's
or
a
anything.
Haymaker.
Yeah, what a not nice tweet.
Texas says, "Streeble, are you saying Nick is only okay?" Yep. Now
they're
going to happen.
Yeah. There we go.
Texas says, "If you say I don't have an ego, you probably have an ego."
So what am I supposed to say? I have an ego? Then I do have an ego. There's no correct response to that question. There's no correct response.
Texas says, hey, Streeble, name a Pokemon not named Pikachu. I have no idea.
I can, only because Kellen
Go
is
ahead.
Obsessed with Squirtle.
Can you name another one?
Charizard.
Can you name another one?
Bulbasaur.
Oh, boy, you're on fire now. That's four. Can you name a fifth?
Oh, man, hold on.
How many are there?
Greninja.
Greninja. Okay, you're up to five. Can you name a sixth? How many Pokemon are there?
Hundreds.
Hundreds? Okay.
There's like thousands, but of the original, there's like hundreds.
Yeah.
There's like 140, I think.
He collects the cards and everything. Like he has multiple Pokemon card collecting cases, like those books that you slot with the plastic containers in them. Yeah, oh, yeah, he's got like three or four of them.
Texas says, don't laugh at Locke. He could live off a papadilla for weeks. That coming down at 437-9680. Nick Valvano reaching out to me and says, make Streeble do the poke rap.
The poke rap?
Well, that's something I would imagine that's related with Pokemon.
I don't know if there's I don't know about any of the raps. I know Kellen has multiple Pokemon video games. We own Detective Pikachu, and he's got Pokemon bed sheets. He's all into it, man.
Texas says, I thought Bob's only son was Jamie. Texas says, I saved my Crown Royal bags for my kids' Legos.
That's a good use for those. That's a really good idea. Very practical.
Texas says, did Round Daddy get his Mitch Please book today?
No, I didn't.
Did you order it, though?
No, I have not ordered it. I don't plan to order it.
Why?
It doesn't seem like something I'd like to read.
Really?
Yeah.
I just figured you would. I mean, come on. You're a school teacher. This should interest you. You like to read.
I do like
supporting
to read.
Someone who you're friendly with. You wouldn't call yourself friends, but
no.
I mean, you're friendly with to drop a 20 spot, right? And you're a Kentucky fan.
Yeah.
You know, follow the leader is what Jonathan Davis once said.
Yeah, I just.
Boy, no one got that joke. No one got it. Did you
get it? Oh, yeah, Korn.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you
Korn
go.
Album. It's...
Mitch, have you heard of Korn? You're from Murray. You've heard of
He's
Korn.
Heard of Korn. They're...
Mitch, did you ever have a Korn shirt?
No. I bet my dad has one, though. It's Korn with a K, right? That's the Korn we're talking about?
Yeah.
Reach out to your father right now.
Please.
Would you do that and ask and say, hey, Pops, do you have a Korn shirt? Yes or no?
All right, ask him.
And if he does, you thinking your dad has a Korn shirt is making me think of several follow-up questions, Mitch,
yes.
Just so you know.
That's my first concert.
Texas says, what was the, and I'm not going to read this text verbatim, the Pokemon who started with an S?
Charizard.
Okay.
I guess.
This texter thought maybe there was a squirt involved.
Well, Squirtle.
Somewhere. Squirtle. Okay.
Squirtle. Yes, he's a turtle Pokemon. Okay. His name's Squirtle. And it's Charizard, not Charizard. Okay. Charizard, but yeah, Squirtle.
There's some Katina Pyle that's on the text line.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure there is. I
should not have named that Pokemon, but I was trying to rapid fire.
Does Dad have a cord with a seizure?
That's a good one. That's text of the day. Sweet corn. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. We can't see Mitch. We don't know if he's angry. We don't know anything. We're just laughing.
I miss seeing you, Mitch.
Listen, I need to know. Diving into Mitch's family is something that we need to do.
Yes, more
because
often.
Because he stunned. I got to be honest. When he said my dad might have a corn shirt, I was my initial reaction was
what?
Being stunned by that.
Yeah. You want me to send you a picture of my dad?
I'm sure. I don't know.
It'll explain a lot.
It'll explain a lot. Okay. I had a corn poster in my college freshman year college dorm room.
I would go see corn now, but I would have for many years in my life.
Oh, yeah. That's like I said.
Now I wouldn't mess with it.
I saw my junior year of high school with Rob Zombie, and it was awesome. It was a really good show. I had a really good time, but if they were coming now, I probably wouldn't go.
And Mitch's dad sends back a shirt that's spelled corn with a C. That's going to be a legendary moment.
We'd have to stop the show.
Oh, my goodness.
We'd have to stop and just play sound the rest of the time.
Mitch, do you want to do one more here while we find out if your dad has a corn follow the leader shirt?
Sure.
Would you like to
please
get one more of these out of the way? This is a 3-14
matchup.
Big one. This is a big one. You're right. This is Kentucky. This is Kentucky.
Come on, Cats.
The 3 seed in the upper left, which is the Midwest, which is the Caller Emily region. Kentucky is represented by Drew and Perrin talking about the nationality of one Lionel Messi.
You don't think Lionel Messi is a white guy?
He's Argentinian, Drew.
Okay, he's an Argentinian white guy.
No, that can't roll.
What is he?
He's Argentinian.
Okay, I'm an American. That has nothing to do with whether I'm Caucasian or not.
Whatever. That's no.
What do you mean? You
can't do that, Drew.
What do you mean you can't do that?
Just can't do that.
If you're English, are you? He's English. He's not a white guy. He's British.
I don't. No.
Your country of origin does not determine your race.
So all Argentinian people are white?
I'm not saying that. I'm not making any general. You're the one making general statements.
No,
like that.
I didn't say Lionel Messi was.
You said
a white guy.
You said he's Argentinian.
He's Latino. Yes.
Oh, so now you think he's Latino?
He is. He's from Argentina. Latin descent, yes.
This is one of the... Perry, you need to get out of this in a hurry.
No, this is...
Because he's Argentinian, you think that's Latin America? That's South America.
Latin, yeah, South. He's from Latin descent. I didn't say Latin America. I said Latin descent.
Just now you said he was Argentina, like Latin.
That's Latin. He's from Latin descent. He's not a white guy from Columbus, Ohio.
I didn't say he's from Columbus, Ohio.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But you do realize your country has nothing to do with what you're classified as. You can be a white guy from anywhere.
He's Lionel Messi.
Right.
Lionel Messi is a Latino. He's Latin descent. You are drowning.
No, you are drowning.
Jaws,
look at that guy.
Yeah.
That guy belongs
like a guy that's from Argentina.
Louisville Country Club on the 18th tee.
He does not, and he doesn't sound like those guys either. So.
Right, he speaks Spanish. That doesn't make him
worldwide.
Not
can you
Caucasian.
Get to the text line?
Oh,
get to the text line, worldwide.
Well, we gotta get a break, anyways.
I can't wait to read the text from this one.
All right, we gotta go to break. I can't even throw an advertiser in on this. So this is goodbye.
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 All right, so that's Kentucky. That's the 3 seed in the Caller Emily region, matching up with the 14. It's Bradley, and it's this sound from Jason Entz.
We will be back in here Tuesday night when Kentucky takes on Evansville. That game is at 7 o'clock, so we'll be on shortly after that game around 9 o'clock. You can join us then. Go Cats.
Play it again, Mitch. Can you play it again, please?
We will be back in here Tuesday night when Kentucky takes on Evansville. That game is at 7 o'clock, so we'll be on shortly after that game around 9 o'clock. You can join us then. Go Cats.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm rooting for Kentucky to win, but that's,
but if the 14-1, it would be okay. It should be higher. It should be a better seed than a 14.
Agreed.
It's misseeded. The winner, Kentucky, easily. Oh, okay. The 3 seed, Diener, Messi, Perrin, moves on 72-45. Let's see here.
Here we go.
Emmanuel Quickly with 18 points. Only 2 of 9. Maxi with 14. EJ Montgomery, 12-8. Nick
Whoa.
Richards, 11-10.
Whoa.
Johnny Juzane, 6. Keon Brooks, 5. Ashton Hagens, 3. Nate Sestina, 3. So there you go. Kentucky moving on, a big win over Bradley, 72-45. Let's take a break. The final 30 minutes of the show. We have 2 more games to play, so 4 different sounds. We'll get to that, and we'll wrap up the show here on The Take on this Tuesday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Now, no, I do understand that it's for some people, like the barbershop is a social thing.
Is a haven, right?
Yes, a haven. It's a social thing where guys go out, get away from their families.
And James Strebel.
BS about sports, hang out, you know, bust each other's you-know-whats.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it here on The Take. It is a Tuesday. It's ESPN 680 1057. We're in the mobile Papa John's studios hanging out at my house. It's Andy Sweeney. It's James Strebel. And a reminder to use the promo code RadioXL for a 2-topping extra large pizza and a 2-liter for just $14. Go to papajohns.com. Or it's easier, go to the Papa John's app, and when you're on the Papa John's app, they have the no-contact delivery. The food is out of the oven. It's no one's touching your pizza. It's in the box. It's in the car. It's at your doorstep, and you pay for it. You do the tip. Everything is on the app. Do that, and take care of yourself. That's the way to do it. That's what me and Cerebral do. So
absolutely.
That's easy. Mitch, I hope you do not care. Someone on the text line sent us a photo of your father. This must be somebody that you know.
Ooh.
They have a 207 area code.
270?
Excuse me. Yes, 270. Yeah.
No, there's people on the text line that know both of my parents, which slightly terrifies me, but yeah.
Say, does that worry you? That
it should worry him.
Should they have pictures of your dad and they're texting them in?
Yeah, why wouldn't it? Why
would worry me.
You? Talking about Papa John's, also need to tell you about Kroger. Kroger wants to say a big thank you to all their loyal customers for shopping with them, and also to their associates who work hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open. There is not a shortage, okay, of food, and right now Kroger is hiring with immediate openings available. Apply today at jobs.kroger.com. That's jobs.kroger.com with immediate openings there. Have we heard back from your father, Mitch? Does he own a corn shirt?
He does not own a corn shirt.
That's disappointing.
That's corn with a K.
That is disappointing. Yeah. What, he owns a Pearl Jam shirt.
Yes,
is he a big rock guy?
Yes, he is. So Strebel sent our group message that he looks like him. But if I were to compare him to one of you two, I would compare him to Andy, because he's the drink fancy beers, go to a different concert every weekend type of guy.
Nice.
And yes, he loves Pearl Jam. My middle name is Stone.
Like Stone Gossard.
Yes, that's why he gave me middle name Stone.
Very cool.
So. Texas says Mitch was conceived to Kid Rock.
I don't think that's the case.
You should text him and find out.
Ask.
Text, well, you're how old? 25?
24. And I think my
Kid
parents
Rock
did...
wasn't around at
no,
24.
No.
What was popular 24 years ago? Texas says the parent backpedal in that sound is glorious. Texas says 4379680. Guy says he's team parent. Drew's lack of knowledge on ethnicity and race is rough.
Oh, man.
Texter says, does Mitch's mom's boyfriend have a cord shirt? Okay. No, the answer is no. Texas says, the guy's a teacher. I thought Round Daddy owned a milling company. That coming down at 437-9680. Texas says, since we clearly have nothing to talk about, can we get intern Crean's brother on the air to talk about what he's been doing during quarantine?
That's actually...
Mitch, can you do that? Can you reach out to Jack Grossman and see if he's with his brother? I want to get an update on the Grossman brothers and what they're doing in quarantine.
I
actually would like to do that. We also need to play this sound. Mitch, let's actually do this. Before you message our boy Crean, let's do one of these. Let's play one. We have two games left in the sound bracket because in 20 minutes – we have Governor Beshear coming up, and we need to take a break in about 16, 17 minutes so we can simulcast and do that whole thing, get Mark Ennis on, shoot the you-know-what. We have a 7-10 game in the Collar-Emily region, the top left, the Midwest, okay? The 7 seed is my man Will Wade in LSU, and the 10 seed is Xavier, okay? Formerly Chris Mack there, okay? The 7 seed is represented by this sound from Lachlan McLean.
Because Kentucky basketball must be great. Because whenever I say they're not great, all I do is get lectured. Well, guess what, BBN? You're not great. S-T-F-U.
Some of my favorite sound. That's LSU. Yeah. That's Will Wade. The 10 seed is Xavier, and it's represented by this sound from James Strebel.
In October, my wife went up to Chicago to have her birthday with family and friends and stuff, and she went out to a bar with her cousins and some friends of hers, FaceTimes me at like 10 p.m., and asked me...
Blasted. Of course, he's not doing a damn thing.
I'm on the couch watching like Breaking Bad reruns is probably what I was doing. And she asked me if someone came up and offered her $1 million to... be with her, if I would be mad about it. And I said, yeah. And she's like, well, she's like, it wouldn't mean anything. Like, it's just, it's a million. We'd be set. Like, all our debt would be paid off. The house would be paid off. The kids will be. And then she's like, what about if someone came and offered, like, she's like, I wouldn't be mad if someone offered you $1 million. And I was like, but I still wouldn't do it. And she laughed at me. As a story.
Look at Mitch's face. It makes you sad, doesn't it, Mitch?
Look at Mitch's face.
It made me sad.
Yeah, that's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Thank you.
No, it's that she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it.
I hope Locke wins.
Here we go. Oh. Just played the game. The winner is... LSU, the 7 seed, moves on 61-52.
Thank you, Skylar Mays.
Lock STFU, the winner, Skylar Mays, 9.7 rebounds. Javonte Smart, 15.7 rebounds, or excuse me, 7 assists, a couple rebounds. Trenton Wofford had 6-6 in the game. So 61-52, winner there. So how do you feel about that?
Good. Thank you, LSU and Will Wade.
So now, Mitch, you have reached out to us that you have you, do you have the number? You have reached out to intern Crean, and what do we know about his brother?
They're just hanging out. I was like, are you with your brother right now? And Crean's response was, we're not in the same room, but we're in the same house. I'm like, yeah, I know that. Everyone's quarantined. I was like, is he busy? Like, what's he doing? Is he just playing video games? Yeah, we'll give him a call here in about 5 minutes.
All right.
We're going to do a daily Grossman update.
I think it can just be
the brothers, and they can talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Sure.
Video games or whatever it is. 437-9680, so we can get into any of that. I just have a bunch of things written down. I mean, obviously the NFL expanding after the 2020 season, there's going to be one bye. That's a big deal, quite frankly. That's an absolute big deal. So I do want to get to that at some point. Might do that a little bit tomorrow. Did you see the guy who sneezed on the oranges?
Yes.
And then the grocery store worker karate chopped him in the throat.
And he just went down.
Mitch, did you happen to see any of this?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's amazing.
Come on. You got to see that.
Was this like a video like Rex Chapman tweeted out?
Probably. It could have been. Everyone on the internet is tweeting that out. The other thing that came out today, and I roared with laughter. I roared with laughter because Dave Beatty, okay? David Beatty, excuse me. Does that name ring a bell when I say David Beatty? Well, he was the coach until, this past year? Is this the first or second year for Les Miles at Kansas?
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, I got
he
you.
He was
yeah.
the coach before Les Miles.
Okay.
And so Jeff Long, who is better known for having to fire, but he also hired Bobby Petrino
yes.
at Arkansas, yes. Jeff Long got the job at Kansas.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
he's obviously been dealing with all the NCAA stuff. Well, in the deposition, so here's what happened. They got rid of Dave Beatty, and we're going to pay him. I believe the buyout was just $3 million.
Wow.
Again, Louisville paid, what was it, $16 million?
16,
which is ridiculous.
Like yeah.
But, I mean, to fire a coach and to move on, if you're Jeff Long and you're new and you want to make a splash hire, and Les Miles is fundamentally a better coach, and David Beatty, we know, is whatever.
Right.
But David Beatty was owned $3 million. And so these big athletic departments, instead of just paying him the $3 million and getting him out of your hair and paying the coach off, they are fighting over the money. And so some of the quotes and some of the news and information from the lawsuit, the deposition, started to come out that the Kansas City Star had today.
Oh, boy.
And, I mean, pretty much the gist of it, and I read through most of it, the gist of it was they promised him the $3 million when he was fired back November 2018.
Right.
He was promised the money, and then, they decided to not do that. The payment was withheld after Kansas Athletic reclassified Beatty's firing for cause after an investigation found one of Beatty's non-coaching staffers engaged in impermissible coaching activities. So essentially what they did here was people who are not allowed to coach. Think of like John Robick on Kentucky's sideline.
Right, exactly.
John Robick
yes.
is not a coach. He's just there for Calipari.
Yes.
Okay, you could take him off the staff and he's not in the huddles. Okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
So John Robick cannot do any coaching. And so essentially on the sideline, they saw this. They believe they then had reason. What is interesting about this is Louisville obviously had to do this fight on a much different level with Rick Pitino,
yeah.
but they didn't do it with Bobby Petrino. Bobby Petrino is getting all of his money.
Sure,
and
yeah.
so what's interesting about this is it seems, by the way, they just ran by with the see Ruby, one of my dogs.
Yeah.
She has the hand towel from the stove.
Yeah.
This is her thing. She's done this since she was a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting ready to have this about to be WrestleMania
it's going to be a war zone.
It is. It absolutely is. So yeah, so that's kind of the gist of it. And Beatty's people are saying, listen, Jeff Long on the record, Jeff Long wanted to move on and fire Beatty and bring in Les Miles since he took
the
job.
Start.
It would be like if Indiana moved and went to someone who wasn't an Indiana man,
right.
and this new man or woman comes in, and they know from minute one, I don't want Archie Miller to be my head coach. I use
right.
that because obviously Mack and Cal not going anywhere
right,
locally,
right.
okay?
Right.
So this happens, and so it comes out that, you know, Jeff Long talked, you know, stuff that he said that was, you know, off color about female donors starts to kind of come out.
Oh.
And then Jeff Long, it comes out that, you know, pretty much how he wanted to hire Les Miles immediately. Beatty's lawyer goes and gets all of this video from Les Miles where he's having illegal contact on the sideline. The same thing that Beatty was doing.
Got,
the same
yeah.
thing that all of these coaches are doing. But in it, Jeff Long, the quotes from Jeff Long when he's interviewed about who else he interviewed besides Les Miles. He says, the quote, I interviewed Les Miles.
Right.
Todd Graham or Grantham. And it was Todd Graham.
Yeah.
Who was a former Arizona state coach and pet in, you know, other places.
Right.
So he didn't even know it was Todd Graham or Grantham.
Grantham didn't know.
The other one, I'm struggling. This is a quote from Jeff Long about who he hired for his head football job. I'm struggling with his name. He was working for the L.A. Rams at the time, and the guy is Rams senior offensive assistant Jed Fish is the guy. The other one, quote, the defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals, and I'm going to forget his name as well, which was Lou Anarumo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He didn't know it. These are guys he's interviewing and, like, talking to.
Yeah. So they were going to pay him off.
Yeah.
They found out this a small little violation that they were going to try to get him on in this big athletic department. Instead of just $3 million, you're out of here.
Yeah.
You've created this bad publicity. And what's interesting about this is Louisville avoided it with Rick Pitino because they won.
Yes, they absolutely
did. They avoided all this. And with Bobby, they avoided it by paying him off.
Just saying, get out of here.
$16 million. They couldn't pay for $3 million to David Beatty to keep him quiet. And you could say, well, none of this means anything. And you're right. And, of course, they were going to hire Les Miles. But it's a bad look.
It's
but
really
I don't know
bad.
How much that means.
Well, I think it is a bad look. And like you said, I mean, that money, I mean, for these athletic departments, I understand where Louisville is coming from with battling Rick Pitino, because while Pitino was like his $14, $16 million, however much it was, get him out of here, Rick was like $20 million, wasn't it? It was
right.
Like $20 million. Yeah, you want to try to fight for that one. You're already paying off one dirtbag.
Okay. Yeah,
well, Pitino
right,
was
right.
A dirtbag. I mean,
settle
I'm,
down. That's
I'm sorry.
Our guy.
Pitino?
That's our guy.
I didn't call
Pitino. Okay.
No, I didn't call Pitino
okay,
one.
About
no,
to say.
No, Pitino.
All right, we got to get to this final game.
Yes, we do.
And then do we have Intern Crean's brother right now? Where are we with the Grossmans? We have a lot to accomplish in like 7 minutes.
Yeah, yes. we do. I'll call them while we're playing the sound, but this is a long clip, so we kind of want to get to
let's play the 15 first, okay? This is the 215. The 15 seed is North Dakota State. It's represented by Steve Rummage.
I saw this kid on campus. I saw him in an intimate moment with his mom. So hot. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not on. Hey,
I know what you're saying.
No, I'm good. I'm not Brent Musburger.
No,
okay?
we bring these parents on and.
She can absolutely come on.
There are some beautiful parents.
Yes.
And I don't like to.
Well, I'm doing this with him. She's beautiful.
Okay, go ahead.
And my wife was with me when we saw her. So just to set that down, when we saw them, my wife was with me. And I was like, oh, she's beautiful.
So you're just, okay.
Yeah.
See, I like how you say that. She's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She's smoking hot.
Well, she was. And but anyways.
All right, so that's Rummage. While we're getting, and we may have to cut this last clip down a little bit, this is the two seed. This is Bobby V talking about animal penis.
I'm typing this in, all right? I want the listener to know that Nick is destroying the show, okay? He's doing two shows a week now, so he's figuring, what the hell, if this one falls apart, I'll go work with the other guy. So he doesn't care. So this is what I'm typing
How
in.
How do I not
no,
care?
No, this is what I'm typing in, okay? You happy? Who, what animal... What animals have the largest penises, okay? Are you happy? You brought the show down to, you know, the infantile level that seems to be what
it's
most
not,
sports
it's
radio
we
want to
know Wednesday.
Nobody wants to know that.
Maybe the guy, I'm guessing
he was... I'm typing it. And my
Do
guess
you want
is,
me to get Seth Greenberg on a fly
would
here?
Would you like to know what my guess would be?
It's
what,
a whale.
What animal
I know
has the biggest penises? The biggest animals! That would make the most sense, wouldn't it? It also has the biggest foot, the biggest ear, the biggest eye, because it's the biggest damn animal. But if you are determined to be 12 today, let me just get, it's like a kid. An erect blue whale penis is 12 inches in diameter, 10 feet in length, 10 feet. It would just fit under a basketball goal when it's fully elongated, okay? You happy for the details? That's how big it is. Visual, when you watch the game tonight, I want you all, the opening tip, the first possession when they go down, to visualize a fully erect blue whale penis underneath the rim. That you could actually use it to determine that the rim is a legitimate 10 feet tall. The referees come out and they, what are you doing? We're testing the height. What do you have there? We got a blue whale penis. Oh, that's 10 feet, right? Exactly 10 feet. Yep, there you go. You happy now?
All right, so that's good enough. Ooh. That we'll play more of that sound, but now we're joined by Jack Grossman and his much more talented older brother, who I cannot remember his name whatsoever, but they now join us. Fellas, good afternoon.
Thank you. Ethan's actually the younger brother, Ethan, by the way, and we're listening to that beautiful Bob clip right before you put us on, and Ethan turns to me and says, now there's a conversation that I could get into. That'd be fun.
Ethan, what have you been doing while quarantined at the Grossman household?
Pardon? I didn't hear the beginning of the question.
What have you been doing since you've been quarantined at the Grossman household?
I've been playing video games. I got my 2K player on a 94 overall right now. I've been watching a lot of TV shows recently. I just started the show All American on Netflix. You seen it?
I have not. No, I have not.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's about an African-American football player from Compton, goes to Beverly Hills and starts playing for them. It's pretty good. You know, I thought it's funny that you thought I was the older brother. That's pretty hilarious.
Well, you're more mature. You have a lower voice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm more mature.
Yeah.
I don't hear that much.
have you guys got along? Is everything okay?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good, except he put his PS4 on my Xbox TV, so we've been arguing about that a little bit. But other than that, it's been pretty fun. Shin Hoops. My dad just got us a new basketball, and it's been pretty fun.
You're damn right.
What have you been doing?
Nothing. We got to go to break. Ethan and Jack, we are going to get Imogene, and we're checking in daily with you guys, okay? We are checking in daily at the Grossman household. There's Jack and Ethan Grossman live somewhere in East Louisville,
yes.
the east side of Louisville.
Right outside Prospect.
There it is. I was figuring it was in Prospect. What an odd transition. Andy Beshear next.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.